The December outlook for U.S. cotton includes lower production, higher exports, and lower ending stocks. In the latest report from USDA, U.S. cotton production was lowered by 1.1 million bales, mainly due to a 900,000 bale reduction in Texas. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to take a closer look at the estimates.
In the latest supply and demand report, USDA made a 1.1 million bale reduction to the U.S. crop. U.S. cotton production is currently estimated at 15.9 million bales for the 2020 crop year, which is 4 million bales or 20% lower than in 2019. This included a 900,000 bale reduction in Texas. While the size of the month-to-month change was a bit surprising, much of the trade was already anticipating a smaller crop as compared to USDA's November estimate. USDA also raised the U.S. export estimate to 15 million bales as world consumption and U.S. export sales have been increasing. Current sales commitments for the 2020 crop year stand at 11.1 million bales. China has been the best buyer in recent months, resulting in current commitments of 3.9 million bales, which is 35% of all U.S. export commitments. Ending stocks are 1.5 million bales lower at 5.7 million, or 33% of use. This stocks-to-use ratio would be 8 percentage points lower than in 2019, but is still the second highest since the 2007 crop year. USDA made a slight increase to the 2020 U.S. marketing year average price to 65 cents per pound. Despite the bearish statistical outlook, futures prices have been on an upward trend for the past few months. Prices today are actually above where they were this time 1 year ago. The weaker U.S. dollar, a smaller U.S. crop, the Phase 1 trade deal, stronger competing crop prices, spec trading, and a slightly better recovery than expected seem to have combined to support futures prices. The duration of the COVID-19 disruptions remains a key uncertainty for the 2020 crop year. While the U.S. and world economies are slowly recovering, the pace of economic recovery is highly dependent on the containment of the COVID-19 outbreak and the return to more normal social habits by consumers.